Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Frank's Music Free-for-All Podcast. This is episode 28 of the show where I play what I like, and I like what I play. If you have any suggestions for the show, as always, please feel free to send me an email at frankpodcast@gmail.com. Send me an AOL instant message at the AIM screen name Frank Podcast. And you can always check out the website, Frank Podcast TK, which was just redesigned. I think it looks pretty good. I put a lot of work into it, so I hope you like it too. And twitter.com/frankpodcast for all the updates on the show. Now, this is a very special episode. I have with me my good friend Tim.
Hello. How are you today, Frank?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic.
It's great to be here. Yeah, well, it's great to have you. I'm very excited for this. I've been looking forward to this for a while. And it should be a lot of fun.
This whole hour is going to go downhill for you then, because you built it up in your mind so much. It's all just going to go down. Man, this guy's a loser.
What? Why don't you tell the people who you are, Tim?
I'm like Frank said, I'm Tim. I run the Crossroads podcast, which is a podcast devoted to the CW series Supernatural. If you haven't watched that show, then you should definitely start. It's really great. And I like to think I do a good job over there, me and my co-host. He also runs his own podcast, Doomcasts Online, which can be found at doomcastonline.com. And it's the podcast for gamers by gamers. And he'll definitely like that I plug that for him. But but you can find Crossroads at crossroadscast.tumblr.com. That's crossroadscast.tumblr.com, our home on the internet. And you could also visit our forums at crossroadscast.freeforums.org. You can follow my updates on Twitter at twitter.com/supertim or the Crossroads podcast Twitter at twitter.com/crossroadscast or email at crossroadscast@gmail.com. Okay, I'm done.
All right.
That was a lot to take in at one breath.
That's, well, you know what, but people, I want people to know. I want people to know where they can find you.
Right.
Tim and I, incidentally, just recently co-hosted on the Sheet Geek podcast, run by our friends Faith and Kai. We had a lot of fun doing that, and it's on their episode 13. We talked about the mid-season finales of Heroes and Terminator: The Sarah Connor Chronicles, and we had a lot of fun doing that.
We did.
It was our initial reactions. Yeah. It was our initial reactions right after the episodes aired. Like immediately after the episodes aired, we just went into podcasting mode. So that was fun. Check out the girls. They're awesome. They have a great show. We were on episode 13, but all of their episodes are stellar. So definitely check them out too at SheetGeekPodcast.blogspot.com. Now, Tim and I are together today for a very special purpose. You will be hearing this episode on January 14th, which means that tomorrow is the mid-season premiere of Smallville. Smallville is my favorite show.
It's definitely mine too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's yours too. So,
yeah,
Smallville is a great show. It's all about young Clark Kent becoming Superman. As a lifelong Superman fan, it's my favorite show right now on TV. And back in episode 20, I did a special with Andrew where we played Smallville songs used in Smallville, pop songs used in Smallville, to get you ready for the season premiere, season 8 premiere. Well, the show has gone on hiatus for the winter, and tomorrow, January 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central on the CW, it will return with what is promising to be an amazing episode, Legion.
Oh, I'm so excited for this episode. I mean, is it the return of Smallville, but it's going to be, I mean, it's a Smallville first. I mean, a current comic book writer who's like currently gaining steam in the comic book world is moving over to Smallville to do this episode, and it looks really exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm totally pumped.
Me too. I'm excited. Me too. Yeah, it's Geoff Johns is my favorite comic book writer, And he has written that episode, and he said it was like the best experience of his life working with the Smallville people. So I'm very, very excited for this.
Yes. I'm excited, you know, because of Geoff Johns, too. And like I said, because it is Smallville returning into our lives, so to speak, once again, and into our hearts. I'm sounding totally cheesy right now, but that's okay. But anyway, but yeah, because I just got a Geoff Johns comic today in the mail where it was his little Superman and the Legion of Superheroes run, and I'm loving it, and I'm just totally excited for his episode. Yeah, I got the hardcover.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
That's the first hardcover I ever bought, and I love it.
Yeah, and I've gotten some of his other stuff that he's written, and I'm just getting all pumped for Legion, and it's a week and a half, isn't it?
Yeah, at the time of this recording, it's a week and a half, but by the time the people hear it'll be tomorrow. So.
Oh yeah. Oh, I guess that's me pulling back the curtain.
Hey, whatever, man. It's no big deal. No big deal.
Yeah, but we're not here. We'll be geeking out about Smallville so many times in this episode, of course.
We will.
Let's just get right into the music, man.
I agree. Let's do it. You've picked some great stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited. Oh well, let's just kick things off. This is probably one of my favorite moments from Smallville in the series.
This is a great moment. Me too. Me too. Absolutely.
Yes. The song that we're going to be playing next is AFI Prelude 1221. And it was featured in the 9th episode of season 6 called Subterranean.
Mole.
Now, I will not make any bones about it that I hated this episode.
Mole.
Mole. Yes. Where was it? I mean, come on. Seriously. Seriously. But anyway, it was a freak of the week episode, which Smallville is known for in its history. I mean, their freak of the weeks are still very enjoyable, even though they're not
definitely
the best episodes. They're still enjoyable.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, some of the best early episodes were freak of the week episodes, and I mean that was the way the show was. It worked at the time, but as the series has worn on, you know, we do kind of grow weary of them.
Exactly. But this was a Freak of the Week episode, and the moment that this song plays in is just spectacular. I mean, Lex is just has just kidnapped a meteor freak, you know, people who have been affected by the meteors, the kryptonite meteors that came into Smallville when Clark Kent did. And he's just kidnapped one of these freaks to do experiments on him, and he just walks down this dark hallway, and he just looks so evil.
It really
I'm getting
is.
Chills just talking about it.
I know, me too. I love that. I love that scene. That's one of my favorite scenes in the whole series. And you just see him walking down this hallway, looking straight ahead at the camera, and all these hands reaching out to him like for help, and he's just ignoring them and just walking right down that hallway like he doesn't care. He does not care. Gosh. And that,
it just fits too. The song fits.
Yeah.
Like I remember I first heard it, I was like, I gotta get this song.
Yeah, it's an amazing moment.
That's what I love, and that's what I love about Smallville. Is like whenever there's like a cool moment with a cool song, you're just like, I gotta get that song now.
I know. Yeah.
I gotta find it.
You've picked out quite a few songs for today that I wouldn't have gotten if it wasn't for Smallville. So yeah.
Yeah, me too.
All right, well, so let's go right ahead and play Prelude 1221 by AFI.
This is what I brought you, this you can keep. This is what I brought you, may forget me. I promise to depart, just promise one thing. Kiss my eyes and lay me to sleep. This is what I brought you, this you can keep. This is what I brought you, may forget me. I promise you my heart, just promise to sing. Kiss my eyes and lay me to sleep. What I thought, so think me naive. I promise you a heart you promise to keep. Kiss my eyes and lay me to sleep.
Song that was just, oh my gosh, it's so great. And every time I'm in a mood for just a quick song, this always picks me up, and just like, it's just fun. I mean, whenever I this is geeky me again, and you're gonna hear a lot of this in this episode. And every time I listen to this song, I always just want to walk slow-mo.
I know what you mean. It just it just fits that kind of a moment so well. And it's hard to hear that song without thinking about that scene, because it's just, well, I guess because that was the first time I heard this song, so
yeah,
I mean, that'll do it. But also just because it's such a perfect fit.
Yeah, definitely. And I just think, yeah, it was a perfect fit, is just of to where they were going with the character of Lex Luthor that season, because in season 6 it was the rise of Lex Luthor. I mean, we'd seen glimpses of the darkness of Lex Luthor, but in that season it went full on.
Yep. Totally.
And it only continued in season 7.
Mm-hmm.
Which, going to season 7, we have a season 7 song. It's Pioneer to the Falls by Interpol, I believe it's called. And
I love this song.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. And
such a weird moment in the show, but it's such a great, the song was perfect for the moment.
Like we were saying with the last song, they do great mixtures of mixing the moment with the music.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a song that was played in the coda of the episode. And basically what happened in the episode is Lex had created a clone, spoiler, of his younger brother Julian, and then had him killed.
Yeah.
And also, Clark had been gone for a while, and Bizarro, his doppelganger, had taken his place, and Lana had enjoyed her relationship with Bizarro a little bit more than her relationship with Clark. And this was just playing.
Things were very awkward between the two of them.
Yes, and it was just a dark time for all the characters, and it just was it was perfect with the darkness that was going on and the awkwardness. And the moment, another great Lex moment in this episode was when he goes out and like he gets the text message saying it is done.
Yeah,
and he just drops the phone and then he just goes out inside in the rain. It was great.
I mean, it was kind of it was sort of cheesy. It was kind of like Darth Vader in Revenge of the Sith.
Right. Well, are you talking about the moment when...
When Lex is out in the rain and he's screaming no.
Right.
Is a lot like at the end of Revenge of the Sith when Darth Vader finds out, well, he thinks that he's killed Padme. And he's like, no!
Right.
It's kind of like that, except it was really, really cheesy in Star Wars, but in it worked in this. It worked because it was, because Lex Luthor is Lex Luthor.
Exactly.
You know, it was just...
And Lex Luthor in Smallville is very much a tragic character. In Smallville. Because, you know... Because you want him to become good, but at the same time you want him, you know, he's gonna be evil.
Exactly.
And it's just cool. It's just cool. But here's "Pioneer to the Falls" by Interpol, and this is from, I didn't even mention the episode this comes from, so people have no idea what episode I'm talking about now. But this is from episode 710, episode 10 of season 7, called Persona. And here's Pioneer to the Falls with Pioneer to the Falls. Here goes.
Show me the dirt pile and I will pray that the soul can take three stowaways. Vanish with no guile and I will not pay, but the soul can wait. The soul can. It broke, I pulled the black from the gray, but the soul can wait. I felt you so much today.
Falls by Interpol, and That is really, I think that was my favorite song from season 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have to go with our next one as being my favorite song from season
It's,
7,
for
but
me, it's a close second, but
yeah.
the Interpol
Well,
song is my favorite from season 7.
yeah. Yeah. And but our next song is Sober by Kelly Clarkson. This was another Coda song,
Yeah.
and the song that was kind of played in the climax of season 7 in an episode. And in this scene is like I said, it was another Coda part, and basically Clark had vanquished Bizarro, and he's kind of just, alone with his thoughts, and Lex has been arrested for the presumed death of his wife, Lana. Yes, you heard right. Lex married Lana in Smallville.
That right.
Let's just forget about it. And but we also had Lana actually not dead, but alive in Shanghai,
That's
China.
true. And a really cool moment is where Lana looks up at the moon, and then it fades to Clark looking up at that same moon.
That was
Yeah.
cool. And then probably the coolest moment is when the song really gets up there,
Yeah.
and where Kelly's vocals just really just go up is, you man, I want to listen to this song now. It's a good thing we're listening to it here in a few
Yeah.
minutes, in a few seconds. And but Kara is just, kind of dressing up in what she thinks is normal civilian clothes, but it's really not what normal girls would wear.
Right.
And which is funny. And but she's putting on her bracelet, and then she's like stands in like a superhero iconic pose, and then just she just takes to the sky.
Yeah. Yep, she's standing on top of the Smallville Water Tower.
Yeah, and I also cannot listen to this song without thinking of this moment, because every time that song hits that moment, I just think,
Yeah, me too. Me
and I
too, man.
just think of
Yeah.
that moment and that sound effect.
Yeah.
But let's let but let's let Kelly do the talking or do the singing. Kelly Clarkson with Sober.
This could break my heart or save me. Nothing's real until you let go completely. So here I go with all my thoughts I've been saving. So here I go with all my fears weighing on me. 3 months and I'm still so.
That was Sober by Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, it was Sober by Kelly Clarkson. Yep. It was a great song.
Yep.
It was a great song. I love it. The words are great and the music is great. I think it's probably my favorite from the album, and it's very an underrated song. And I don't know why it's never been a hit single.
Yeah, that's
for her,
a good point.
Because I think it's great.
That's a good point. That really could have been a big hit because it was a really great song.
It was. I mean, it was better than her big hit single that was from that album, Never Again.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Not a fan. I mean, well, yeah, that was obviously, you know, not her choice, but obviously the choice of the label.
Right.
Because they do choose that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But our next song is a personal favorite of mine. It's actually one of the few songs in Smallville that's been played twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we had Everything by Lifehouse, and I think you played that in your last Smallville episode.
Yeah, we did. Actually, you know what? No, you know what? I'm wrong. I'm sorry. No, we played the other Lifehouse song. We played.
Okay. Well.
Me.
Right. Yeah. Which is also good, mm-hmm. But they played that twice in the same season. I mean,
right.
This song was played twice in one season, and then like four seasons later, like exactly, they played it again.
Yeah, that's true. Four seasons later, almost to the episode.
Yeah, and they played it once in 211. I think it's 211.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm wrong, then you can send hate mail to frankpodcast@gmail.com. I'm encouraging hate mail.
Or crossroadscast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Send us email. We hardly get any. But I don't know. Did you get a lot of email?
I get a couple. I get a couple, and I appreciate the people who send me emails. And so please do keep them coming. I really want to encourage request emails. I've only really ever gotten one good request email, and I read the email on the air, and I played the song. But I'd love to get more of those.
Yes, yeah. Send emails, because emails—they're wonderful.
Dr. Horrible.
And yes, indeed. I just went there. But they played it in, I think it's 211 Lineage, uh-huh. Where Clark and in the scene Clark and Lana are, you know, they're talking about their respective adoptive issues,
right.
Which was a big theme in seasons 1 and 2,
especially season 2.
Yeah, definitely season 2. But they played it in that scene, but then they played it, which is when I heard it, was in season 6, episode 12, Labyrinth. Clark had just barely come out of a bizarre world. And where, you know, he didn't have his powers and he was in a mental institution and he was kind of talking to Lex and Lana. And it's kind of a weird Clark and Lex scene too, because
mm-hmm.
because they were actually civil.
Yeah, true.
So it was kind of interesting, but the music is playing and it's a really good song. I really like it.
Yeah, me too.
But let's play it. Yesterday by Hefsil. I don't even think I mentioned the song when I went on about the scene. But yeah, it's called It's Yesterday by Hefsil, and it's really good. So here it goes. Yesterday by Hefsil.
And I can't see straight. Well, I don't care, 'cause life's too short. You get knocked down and you jump back up. Well, I don't know how that happened yesterday. Woke up with the sunshine on my face. Well, I don't know how that happened yesterday. Woke up with the sunshine in on my face. Something was different and I couldn't explain. Mind's drawing pictures of a runaway train. Nothing makes sense and I can't relate. My mind won't focus and I can't see straight. Well, I don't care cause life's too short. You get knocked down and you jump back up. Well, I don't know what I get back yesterday. Woke up with the sunshine on my face. I don't know what I happened yesterday. Woke up with the sun shining on my face. Try and explain. My mind's drawn pictures of a beautiful face. Nothing makes sense and I can't relate. My mind won't focus and I can't see straight. And I don't care if life's too short. You fall in love and you jump back up. You fall in love and you jump back up. You fall in love and you jump back up. You fall in love and you jump back up. Well, I don't know what happened yesterday. Woke up with the sunshine on my face. Well, I don't know what happened yesterday. Woke up with the sunshine on my face. I don't know what happened yesterday.
That was Heff's Hill with Yesterday. A really great song. And it just, again, it fits so well in the scene that it was used.
It's great. I live with the music on the show. I mean, sometimes music is used to just like, well, we don't have anything else in the background. Let's just stick it in there. But in Smallville, I never get that feeling.
No, in Smallville, it's very carefully chosen.
Yes. Yes. And I always like to watch the shows where it's carefully chosen, like shows like Smallville and One Tree Hill. And yes, I do watch that. And you can send all hate mail to crossroadscast@gmail.com if you'd like. Or if you just want to make fun of me. Faith, I'm talking to you. And, but yeah, I like shows where the music is just, it fits the moment.
Yeah.
Perfectly. And it's just, it gives you chills when you start thinking about it. And you know, if we get a chance, you know, this episode, we have to talk about the, and you talked about it in your last podcast, about the instrumental stuff. But we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
But our next song is kind of a cool thing, is Collide.
Yeah.
By Dishwalla.
Yeah, that's a good song, man. That is a good song.
Which I'd never heard of this band before I heard this song.
I think I'd heard of them, but I never listened to them.
Yeah, well, I've only, to be quite honest, I've only listened to this. To this one song and maybe one other one.
Mm-hmm. Two.
And this is Collide, like I said, Collide by Dishwalla, and it was in episode three of season five, entitled Hidden. And great episode. I absolutely love it. It had so many great Superman moments in it. that longtime Superman fans will appreciate. But Clark Kent and Lana Lang are reunited after Clark Kent has been shot, and they're reunited, and they just play and they play this song, and it's just a great moment. There we go. And it was great. So here's Collide by Dishwalla.
Yeah.
And that was Dishwalla with Collide.
It was fun to listen to that song again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think one thing funny about that moment in the show is that you get to see just how much taller Tom Welling is than Kristen Kreuk, because as Clark and Lana are reunited, he lifts her off the ground.
Yeah.
And she's like they make a point of showing her feet being like 3 feet off the ground. Really, really funny.
Oh, it's so funny.
I mean, it's a touching moment. It's supposed to be a touching moment and everything, but it's still funny.
I think you'd have to watch that moment several times to really kind of notice that, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't notice it the first time. Well, maybe you did.
No, me neither.
But when, because it's always like a funny joke about how big Tom Welling is, because he's huge.
He is huge.
He's a huge guy. And because I think the only one who has to look at him eye to eye is John Schneider.
Right.
I think he's the only one that looks at him eye to eye, because everyone else looks up at him. Like, wow, Tom.
He's the only one tall enough to look at him eye to eye.
Yeah. And Erica, I think, is a little bit shorter. Mm-hmm. Erica Durant, who plays Lois Lane.
Yeah.
But it still is not quite to match up to Tom's large in statureness. But yeah, like we were saying, Kristen Kreuk is a midget, and Clark Kent, not Clark Kent, Tom Welling is a giant.
Mm-hmm. Yep, this is true.
And it's funny. It's really funny. Why don't you introduce our next song?
All right, let's do that. The next song is actually another Dishwalla song.
Wow, crazy. I think I must have planned that out or something.
You think so, right?
I know.
This song is not from one of my favorite episodes.
No,
perfectly honest.
Well, it's not from one. It's kind of like when in the last Smallville episode when you played the Five for Fighting song,
yeah.
Superman. Mm-hmm. Also, not from one of my favorite episodes, because I think you and I agree.
Yes.
Collectively, that the character of Ryan is on Smallville is extremely overrated.
Overrated and annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. Like everyone's like, "Hi, Ryan. Hi. What's up?"
Yeah.
It's been a while since you've been to Smallville.
I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it, man. It just,
like, welcome home, Ryan. I don't get it either. I just think he's overrated.
Yep.
Because everyone's like, "I love Ryan. It was such a heartbreaking moment when Clark's still alone in the hospital when we're with the Warrior Angel comics." Well, yeah, he didn't even really know him. He met him once.
I mean, it wasn't a happy moment, but I mean, I just didn't like the character when he was on the show.
Yeah. I mean, it was not my favorite returning character.
No.
Now, give me some Tina Greer and Alicia Baker, then we're talking favorite characters here.
Yeah, that's cool stuff.
Yes.
Tina Greer is a creepy, creepy character.
She is a creepy character. She really is. But Lizzie Kaplan, the actress who plays,
mm-hmm.
is actually a little bit more famous now.
Mm.
Since she was, you know, on Cloverfield.
Right, right.
So that's kind of cool, because when she was on that movie, all I could think of is Tina Greer. It's Tina Greer. It was very, very funny. I cracked myself up with that movie. And what's funny in the movie is her character was saying stuff about the you've seen Cloverfield, right?
Yes.
Well, in Cloverfield, there's kind of a line where they're talking about the monster that's kind of going around and killing people. And it's like, maybe it's from another planet, like Superman. and like, wait a minute. You know who Superman is? Wait a minute. You know who Superman is? And it was funny. It was really funny. Yeah. So, yeah, we both agreed. Not my favorite episode. And this is kind of, you know, what's going on our first song. Because, I mean, I'm not a fan of Subterranean.
True.
Yeah. But yeah, this is Angels and Devils by Dishwalla.
Mm-hmm. time I will fall into a place that fails us all the time. And I can see the pain in you, and I can see the love in you. And fighting all the demons will take time. It will take time. The angels, they burn inside for us. And all we have done, all we ever gonna learn to fly. The devils, they could make us cool. This is the last time that I'm ever gonna give in tonight. Pain in you, and I can see the love in you. And fighting all the demons will take time. It will take time. The angels, they burn inside for us. And are we ever, are we ever gonna learn? The devils, they burn inside of us. And are we ever gonna come back down, come around? I'm always gonna worry about the things that could break us. If I were to give it up and then take a breath and make it deep, cause it might be the last.
And that was Dishwalla with Angels and Devils. Great song from a mediocre episode.
Yes, but then our next song is a great song from a great episode.
An amazing episode.
And this episode is from... This song, however, is from an episode in Season 4 entitled Blank, which in the episode, Clark has lost his memory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another one of those Coda songs.
Yeah, true.
And while this song is playing, it has one of my favorite Clark and Chloe moments. And that moment is when, like, after this whole thing is going on and Clark goes to Chloe and Chloe says that he did something when he had amnesia that he wouldn't have done on his own. And Chloe's like, what is it? What did I do? And she says, you trusted me. And the song just gets all heavy and this is your life and stuff. And it's just a great, great moment. It's a great, it's a great song.
It's a
I
great
love it.
Moment. And I really love that episode.
I know.
A lot of people don't like that episode because it's an amnesia episode, but
I liked it because, you know, even though Clark had amnesia, he still did the things that are very central to Clark and to Superman.
Exactly. Exactly. It showed that even though he didn't remember anything, he was still the same person, and he still would make the same choices.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's what I liked about the episode, and that even though he lost his memory about his friendship with Lex and didn't know anything about his friendship with Lex, he still didn't trust him.
Right.
Was a really, really good song. And by one of my favorite bands too.
I don't know that much Switchfoot, so I really say much.
Right. But Switchfoot like wasn't a huge band. Like they had a couple of albums here and there, but it was when they were featured heavily on the soundtrack for A Walk to Remember that they really got big. Yeah. So like a lot of their songs on A Walk to Remember like got them real notice, and especially the song called like Dare You to Move.
Mm-hmm.
That got them noticed quite a bit, and they actually redid the song on their new album. So without further ado, here's Switchfoot with This Is Your Life.
Friends.
That was Switchfoot with This Is Your Life.
Yeah, that was a really good song. I think...
Great song. I love this.
I think it was a great choice for that episode. I mean, we've said this, we keep saying this, but it's because it's true. This song is, this show is really good at picking songs for dramatic moments.
Exactly. It really feels right. Like use the music. Like, how can we play this emotion? We want the audience to feel this. Mm-hmm. What song can do that?
Exactly. Now, what's...
And it's really good. I want to know who the music coordinator is on this show.
Yeah, the music coordinator, I think her name was Madonna Wade Reed. But anyway, speaking of Smallville music resources, while I'm thinking about it, I just want to give a quick plug to this site. If you're a Smallville fan and you love the music that they use in Smallville as much as Tim and I do, Tim, I know you've used this page too. This is the Definitive Smallville Soundtrack. Dan and Pete have done a great job of amassing a list of every single song used in every single Smallville episode ever. And that's at smallvillesoundtrack.svfan.com. And definitely go check that out, because it's a great page.
Yeah, I gotta give plugs to these guys, because they don't just do the songs that you think are like, oh yeah, I remember this song, it was in this scene. They pick the song that you don't even think was important in the scene, and they just stick it in there. Like, yeah, like in the last episode, Bride, there was like a kind of a 40s-esque mm-hmm. song, and it was really, really good. And I didn't remember the song being in the episode, but then as I read the list, I was like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, they pick stuff that like was playing on the radio in an episode that no one even listened to, no one even noticed was playing, but they've got it there. They list everything, and including like the classical pieces, because Smallville does use a decent amount of opera music or classical music. They've got that stuff listed there too. They've got everything, and if you want to know what song was used in an episode, wait a couple of days and go to smallvillesoundtrack.svfan.com. And it'll be there just a couple days after the episode airs. So,
it's a really great resource.
Fantastic place. And that's where I know, most of the songs that I used in the last episode, last Marvel episode that I did with Andrew, episode 20. And Tim, I'm sure you found a decent amount of these songs also from there.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. If I wasn't sure where a song was, I would just go to smallvillesoundtrack.svfan.com, and it would just be there. And this place is ranted and raved by many, Smallville, fans on the Krypton site forums, yes, which is the official, news page and just official all around Smallville community page that you can find out there, and they rant and rave about it, and it's a great resource. I mean, if I couldn't remember what song was in an episode, I go to that website.
Yep. Me too.
And be there.
Me too.
But on to our next song.
Yes. What do you have for us?
Our next song is "White Flag" by Dido.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Dido. If anybody knows, send an email, frankpodcast@gmail.com, but I'm really not sure how to pronounce it. I don't know anything else by them. Do you?
I've heard some Dido's songs have been featured in, like, there was another song in season 4 that had her work in it.
Yeah.
And it was Life for Rent.
Oh.
I've heard quite a few of her other stuff too.
Okay, cool. Now, this is from an episode that you and I just watched last night.
Yeah, we just watched it last night. Funny story enough, it was a good song, although it was in a relationship moment.
Yeah, but it was from one of my favorite episodes.
It's from my favorite season, season 3, episode 2, Phoenix. And that's a phenomenal episode. It's the second half of a two-parter.
Which is a Smallville rarity.
Yeah, true.
They don't have too many of the two-parters. But this was in a relationship scene with Clark and Lana.
Mm-hmm.
And Clark is breaking up with Lana because he can't tell her the truth for some weird reason.
Stupid Clark, stupid. This is another one of those Clark just tell her already moments.
Like the Coldplay song.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Yes. And it was just in one of those moments, and like, I've tried so hard to be the right guy for you, but I'm not.
Shut up, Clark.
We love you, and you're Superman and everything, but come on.
But sometimes I want him to shut up anyway.
True story, true story. But let's play the song.
This is White Flag by Dido.
Or Dido, or however you say it.
I shouldn't still love you, I'll tell you that. But if I didn't say it, well, I'd still have felt it. Where's the sense in that? I promise I'm not trying to make your life harder. I'll return to where we were. But I will go down with this ship, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love and always will be. I know I left too much mess and destruction to come back again. I cause nothing but trouble. I understand if you can't talk to me again. And if you live by the rules of it's over, then I'm sure that that makes sense. And I will go down with this ship, and I won't put
Dido, or however you say it, White Flag from season 3, episode 2, Fix episode. And actually, the next song that you've picked out, Tim, is from the episode preceding it, which we also watched last night together.
Yes, yes. We're going back in time with 301 Exile.
Exile.
And I just love this song anyway. I mean, the fact that it was in Smallville was just an added bonus.
It's a great song in its own right.
Yeah. And Train is really good. And the fact that they got to have their song in Smallville was just awesome.
Cool.
And this moment was when Clark was kind of went back home after having left at the end of the season, and he kind of just stumbled around and broke a picture, and then just super sped back into his supposed exile.
Right.
And it's just an awesome when the music kicks in because it plays in for several scenes too.
Yeah,
I like when that happens on TV.
Yeah, me too.
And it was a really good song, and it was just a really good part in the episode. When
I want to listen to it so bad.
I know. Well, it's a good thing we're about to play it.
Go ahead and do that.
We got "Calling All Angels" by Train.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
That was Train with "Calling All Angels." a great song in its own right, but it really fits in splendidly in this episode, Exile, the season 3 premiere. And I don't know, man, it's just the show is amazing at picking music.
We're almost sounding like a broken record by saying this song fits perfectly in this moment.
I know. I feel so silly saying it after every song, but it's so true. I wouldn't keep saying it if I didn't think it was true.
Exactly. I mean, I hear you, man. I mean, it's just a you know, to don't mean to borrow an old phrase, but a super show.
There you go. There it is, in all its cheesy, glory.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And our next song. Our next couple songs are actually songs that have been covered on the podcast before, but I wanted to talk about them because I absolutely love them. I mean, they're songs to me that I feel are synonymous with Smallville. It's these two coming up here.
Yeah, and so did I. This is why I had no problem with playing them again on here, because they're such great songs, and to me these songs just scream Smallville.
Oh, yes, especially you and me. Like, I just want to go into a lonely gym with a girl and just dance with her to this song, to Lifehouse's You and Me.
That is a song that...
Call me cheesy and call me a sap, but...
Totally. Totally. Me too, man. Me too. That is a song that scene can elicit man tears. I'm not afraid to say.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was really good, because the moment is just really good because the song starts playing and Lois and Clark are just like looking at each other. It's like, so, you want to dance? If you don't have anybody.
So look, I'm here, you're here, I'm a guy, you're a girl, people are dancing.
What the heck? And then Lana comes in to steal the moment, which is what Lana does.
That is exactly what she does. Alan Miles wouldn't have had it any other way.
No, sir. And so here is You and Me by Lifehouse.
What day is it? And in what month? This clock never seems so alive. I can't keep up, and I can't back down. I've been losing so much time. 'Cause it's you and me, and all other people. Nothing to do, nothing to lose. And it's you and me, and all other people. And I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. One of the things that I wanna say just aren't coming out right. I'm tripping on words. You got my head spinning. I don't know where to go from here. 'Cause it's you and me, and all other people. Nothing to do, nothing to prove. And it's you and me, and all other people. And I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. There's something about you now I can't quite figure out. Everything she does is beautiful. Everything she does is right. 'Cause it's you and me, and all other people. Nothing to do, nothing to lose. And it's you and me, and all other people. And I don't know why I can't keep my eyes. Keep my eyes off of you.
Lifehouse with You and Me. Beautiful song. Now, I've only ever heard that version of the song. I'm told that that version is called the wedding version, but I don't know of any other versions. Are you aware of other versions of it, Tim?
Yes, it's longer.
This version's longer, or other versions are longer?
This one's longer. There's one, the original song, You and Me, is actually about a minute shorter.
Oh, wow, okay.
And what makes it longer is, like, you know how in the middle, you know, the Smallville version, the wedding version, there's kind of like this, like guitar solo?
Yeah.
Well, that's not in the original song on the Lifehouse album.
Gotcha. And is it different in any other way? Is the arrangement different, or is it the same except for that solo in the middle?
It's pretty much the exact same song, except that solo in the middle is there.
Okay, cool. Now, the next thing you've picked is also something that I played in episode 20 with Andrew, but it's such a big part of this show, because it was almost the series theme. So I thought when you suggested playing it again, I had no problem with it, because because it's a great song, first of all, and I love it, but also because it's very significant to the show.
Absolutely, absolutely, because I always loved the song, because I first heard it on a music video, like before I saw it. I saw, like, somebody made a Smallville music video, and it was just perfect. And I've seen Superman music videos to this song, and it's just a song that's synonymous with not only Smallville, but Superman himself.
Yeah, I mean, I'd heard the song before I started watching Smallville, and I thought it was a nice song, but the way it's used in Smallville is brilliant.
As always. So how this was used in Stray was, you know, Clark is saying,
goodbye to Ryan, boo-hoo, and stuff. I guess it was touching.
Yeah, it was not a great episode, but it's a fantastic song, and it's very closely associated with Superman because it's called Superman. So I think that it works out despite my enthusiasm for the character in this episode. So this is Five for Fighting with Superman.
I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive. I'm just out to find the better part of me. I'm more than a bird. I'm more than a plane. I'm more than some pretty face beside a train. And it's not easy to be me. I wish that I could cry, fall upon my knees, find a way to lie about a home I'll never see. It may sound absurd, but don't be naive. Even heroes have the right to bleed. I may be disturbed, but won't you concede?
Five for Fighting with Superman, a great song that Tim and I both love, and it's just, like I said, it was going to be, it was in the running to be the series theme.
I don't think that would have worked.
So I think Save Me, which you heard at the beginning of this episode, before we started talking, I think Save Me was a much better choice. Remy Zero had a great job with that song, and they were lucky that it got picked up, because I don't think they were really well known at all aside from that song, were they? I mean, I'd never heard of them before Smallville.
No, they're still not.
Yeah, and they've since broken up. That song is, I mean, it's still used on the show, and I'm sure they're still making money off it, I guess. So they got a lucky break there.
They sure did. They really, really did. They really, really did. And I want to take a time, you know, to talk about a talk. You know. Before I do that, you know what? Another song that was in the running to be the Smallville theme.
No, what was it?
Hero by Nickelback.
Oh wow, that really wouldn't have worked. I mean, that's a great song, but that really wouldn't have worked either. And besides, that one's already so associated with Spider-Man from being in Spider-Man 1 that, wow. I mean, that's interesting, but I don't think it would have worked out.
This is before the Spider-Man movie came out, though, too.
Didn't Spider-Man come out in 2001? Or was it in 2002?
It was 02.
Okay. So then, yeah, I guess that wouldn't have been an issue, but still, it's, I think Remy Zero Save Me worked out better than Hero would have.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. But let's talk about the instrumental music on the show.
Yes, yes, let's talk about it. Great instrumental music written by, in the first seven seasons, it was written by Mark Snow. But he did amazing work on Smallville. In season eight...
Actually, the first six.
I thought he did season seven as well.
No, he did not. A new guy named Louis Fieber is actually doing the music on the show now.
Mark Snow was in seasons one through six. I thought that the new guy started now in season eight. I didn't realize that he hadn't been on for a whole season already. Wow. I mean, because I think Louis Fieber has been using the same themes that Mark Snow wrote for the show, and he's just been sort of rearranging them as needed and sticking them in to the appropriate scenes. I don't think he's written any original, or not very much original music. I think it's been mostly using Mark Snow's stuff as a basis for future episodes, sort of.
Yeah, that's basically what it's been, and I thought Mark Snow was in season 7 too, but then when the DVDs came out, when I saw his name in there, not Mark Snow's, it totally threw me off.
Oh yeah. Well, he's done great work too a whole season I didn't even realize that he didn't do the work, so that just shows you how he just picked it up where Mark Snow left off and just kept it going seamlessly. He's been really great too.
Absolutely. And yeah, I think that's pretty much encompasses my thoughts about the music. I think it's just fantastic. I mean, it really emotes the right emotion and, you know, kind of makes it its own Superman kind of thing.
And yeah, I agree with you. And the thing that I've really been loving, and now in season eight, has been, I don't even know what to call it, but that sort of on Starkville House of L, they called it like the Superman theme of Smallville, which was the first use that I'm aware of, and certainly the use that sticks out in my mind the most is in season 4, episode 22, Commencement, when Clark throws the crystal that eventually forms the Fortress of Solitude. This music is playing, and I'll stick this in here either probably at the end of the episode, but it's such an iconic piece. Like I think that is like their Superman. I mean, I there's no title for it because no soundtrack has been released, but that's their sort of Superman theme. I would call it, if I was going to give it a title, I would call it Superman theme or like Destiny theme.
Right, yeah, because they also used it in season 7, episode 1, Bizarro, when Clark is being healed by the Yellow Sun.
Right, yeah, they've used it in several episodes, especially now in season 8, they've been using it a lot. And I think that makes sense because season 8 has been filled with more Superman moments, more looking to the future moments than any other season.
Yes, I definitely agree. And I think the season 8 has been kind of been the season of Superman, I think, for me.
I agree. I very much agree. Before, I would have said season 5 was like the season of Superman. But now, yeah, season 8 is very much the season of Superman.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's awesome to see that season play out. And we actually have a song at the end of this episode from season 8.
That's right. Yep, this is a song from, not only just from the fact that it's from season 8, but it's from the last aired episode up to this point of season 8, which was episode 10, Bride, which was an amazing, awesome, awesome episode because huge things happened. Huge, huge things happened. First of all, the DC Comics villain Doomsday, who's the only person or only creature ever to defeat Superman. Yeah, Doomsday killed Superman in the Death of Superman storyline in 1992-1993. And he has been brought to Smallville. And when I heard, Tim, we've talked about this off the air, but when I heard that they were bringing Doomsday into the show, I assumed that it would be some guy wearing a leather jacket, riding a motorcycle, and his nickname would be Doomsday. And he would just be some regular guy, but like really mean or something, like they've done in the past. Like what sticks out in my mind is Mrs. Piddalick is in the comics. He's an imp. He's like 3 feet tall and he's from the fifth dimension. But on Smallville, he was like a 6 foot tall, like Russian exchange student. Or not Russian, but like Eastern European.
Yeah, I definitely was. Well, let me tell you what I was expecting with the Doomsday character. I just, like, when I heard they were just gonna have this charismatic paramedic Davis Bloom, I wasn't really, really looking forward to it. And I was just like, oh, that's kind of lame. And it's not going to be very good because we've had, you know, Bizarro and Mixus Piddalick, and which, you know, Bizarro was good. It was okay, I guess. But Mixus Piddalick was not very good. I was like, okay, we'll see how this plays out. But then as the season got on, it was just really good. And something that I thought about the other day that I didn't notice was that Davis Bloom, if you take out the Avis BL, you get Doom.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that was before, like, intentional.
Before I started thinking about it.
I mean, I figured that out. Said his name would be Davis Bloom, and he was going to be Doomsday. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, Davis Bloom kind of sounds like Doomsday, and you know, I sort of noticed that. But
yeah, I don't know why it took me so long, but you know, but yeah, I really like where they were going, and this song plays in the coda of that episode.
Yes, at the once again, at the high point of the episode, when correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's when Doomsday is bringing Chloe into the Fortress of Solitude, isn't it?
That is correct. It's when Chloe is when Doomsday is bringing Chloe to the Fortress of Solitude, and Lois is leaving for Star City to go with Jimmy because she doesn't want to get in the way of Clark and Lana. And the reveal of a surprising return. Yeah,
that was very well done. The episode was epic, but I actually did prefer the episode right before it, Abyss, a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree with you. It definitely had a mid-season finale air about it for both of them.
Yeah, they both did.
Oh, man, it just felt like it was getting near the end of the season already.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean, yeah. There was, like, an urgency about it. Like, big things were about to happen. And, boy, big things did happen. And I am very pleased with the way this season's been playing out. So it's been a lot of fun to watch, and I really that's why I'm looking forward to Legion so much, for the show to come back and have my weekly entertainment.
Exactly. But without further ado, here is the song, "Don't Take Your Love Away from Me" by Vast.
solution, and I think I found it in your heart. It's the kind of thing you get when you're not looking. It's the kind of thing you had from the start.
And that was Vast with Don't Take Your Love Away From Me from Season 8, Episode 10, Bride. And I actually was sort of a little bit surprised when you threw this in the mix. I guess because I wasn't really thinking that we'd do a song from Season 8, because Season 8 hasn't had that much pop music in it. So
it hasn't. It has not.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just sort of, I was like, oh, that's a nice little surprise that he threw that in there.
Well, I really liked the song too.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a very good song. So I was pleasantly surprised with that choice.
Yeah, well, like you've been saying, there really hasn't been, like, because, we played several songs in this podcast that were played at the end of the episode in the coda,
Right.
as everything's wrapping up and like, oh, this character's doing this, this character's doing that, and we really haven't had that much of that, because, Odyssey aired, like Odyssey had the season premiere had a had kind of a nice moment with instrumental stuff, and a lot of the episodes ended on that way,
Right.
and we hadn't had our pop staple in a long time.
Exactly. So that was cool, and I'm glad you decided to put that in there, because it's a good song, and it's a good way to get people motivated for Legion, because here's a song from the last episode, and tomorrow night the new episode airs. So yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yes,
I'm gonna be, I
it's gonna be.
guess, well, I guess we'll talk about this off air, but we should have a little Skype party with our friends on that night.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. I'm
Yeah.
gonna have to do that.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that off air though.
Of
All
course.
right. Well, that is our last song for the show. Thank you very much, Tim, for joining me on this
No
episode of Free
problem.
for All.
It was fun. It was fun,
It was
especially
fun.
talking.
It was fun having you on. So thanks a lot.
Oh,
And
thanks.
now, last episode, I mentioned that there would be a big announcement in this episode. And I was waiting for Tim to make this announcement, because he is the whole reason for this to happen. Tim has been very supportive of me with the show, and I want to thank you on the air. I've said it before, but really I want to thank you for all the nice things you've said, and really it really feels good to know that someone enjoys listening to the show as much as I enjoy making it. And so thank you very much. Thank you very
No
much.
problem, no problem. It's a great show. It's a great show.
Thank you.
It's one of the mo like I'm gonna say this. It's one of the most unique podcasts I've ever listened to.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. It really means a lot. And Tim has started some forums for his podcast, the Crossroads podcast, and embedded in those forums, which you can find at crossroadscast.freeforums.org, embedded in the Crossroads forums, Tim has graciously given Frank Music Free for All a subsection of the forums. So
Yes.
you can find the Frank's Music Free for All podcast forums embedded in the Crossroads forums at crossroadscast.freeforums.org. And please go over there. They've been up and running for a couple of weeks now. They started the
A
week,
couple weeks, yeah.
yeah, the, they started the week between Christmas and New Year's. And so that was a nice little Christmas
Yes.
present for me. So thank you, Tim.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome.
It's been fun. I've started a few topics on there for to get things to get the ball rolling there. And people have been responding, so
Yeah.
I'm very glad that I mean, I never thought I'd have forums for my show, but I always thought it would be cool to have forums. So
Right.
you've given me the opportunity to do that, and just thanks a lot, man, because it's really great to know that someone likes my show enough to do that for me.
Yes. It was no problem. I mean, I anything to give your show a leg up, because I mean shows don't often play music in their podcast, because they're always afraid that people are going to come after them and say, "Oh, you can't play my music. Can't play my music. Oh, sorry."
So, I mean, for me, I love music so much, and I just think that there are some songs that I want people to be aware of.
Yeah.
Some songs are just so, to me, I mean, a lot of the songs I play are things that have been with me since, like, my childhood, or, you know, I grew up listening to these songs. So I want to share them with everybody.
Of course.
So the podcast gives me a chance to do that.
And the forum is going to be a great way to expand that, because people can, you know, kind of voice their opinions on what songs they want to hear on the podcast. Because
right,
sometimes it's just hard to, you know, to bust your email out and just email. But, you know, forums, you can discuss it. You can discuss it with Frank on there. He's signed up on there. You can discuss it with me. You can discuss it with my co-host on Crossroads, Ty. You could discuss it with anybody there. You could discuss what music you hate, what music you like. I mean, just anything. The sky is really the limit.
Yep, that's true. That's true. So that is our big, big announcement. I am very, very excited about these forums. So please, right after you're done listening to this episode, go over to crossroadscast.freeforums.org and sign up. It's free. It's free to make an account, and there's no, you know, you don't have to do anything other than just make a username and have at it. So please head over there, support Tim, support the free for all, and discuss with us whether you there are other podcasts there too that Tim has put up for. There's the Crossroads podcast. Then there's also the Doomcast, which he mentioned earlier. There's also Satellite Feed, and then there's the Free For All. So go over there and support all the podcasts in our little network,
yeah,
as it were.
Yes.
And have a good time doing it.
Yes, it's gonna be lots of good fun. Lots of good fun. I hope people gravitate towards there. It'll be great.
All right, well, that is all we have time for today. Once again, Tim, thank you. Thank you for the forums, thank you for your support, and thank you for coming on today. It's been a blast.
Oh, no problem, no problem.
And I hope to have you on again sometime in the future. It would be nice to have a special, maybe for the season finale of Smallville, where maybe you could be on, and maybe Andrew, and you know, I at some point in the near future, I hope to have the Sheet Geek girls on.
Yes.
For their own episode, but maybe it would be nice to have them on for a Smallville episode too, since they are fans.
Yes.
So we'll see where that goes.
Yes.
I don't want to speak for anybody, but it would be cool to have something like that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for allowing me to come on. It's been a blast for me, too. I really enjoy it. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And you're welcome back anytime at all. And, yeah, so that wraps it up
all
for
right.
this episode.
I'll hold you to that.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That wraps it up for this episode of Frank's Music Free-for-All Podcast. As always, if you have any suggestions, you can send them to me via email at frankpodcast@gmail.com, via instant message on AIM. The screen name is Frank Podcast. The website is frankpodcast.tk, where you can download the episodes, the playlists to go with them. The site's been newly redesigned. I spent a lot of time redesigning the site, so please check it out and leave a comment to let me know if it works.
Looks
for
great.
You,
looks
for you.
Great.
Thank you. I really put a lot of work into it, so it's good to hear that someone likes it, because I really poured my heart into it. And then finally, there's the brand new forums at crossroadscast.freeforums.org. We are embedded in the Crossroads Podcast forums. And Tim, why don't you plug yourself once again, yes, for the people.
My podcast can be found at crossroadscast.tumblr.com, our home on the internet, crossroadscast.tumblr.com. You can, like Frank said, we have forums at crossroadscast.freeforums.org. You can find us through iTunes. Leave us iTunes reviews. People have been really gracious about leaving us iTunes reviews. We've kind of said, hey, we want everyone to leave us iTunes reviews. If you like the show, sound it off. And people have been really good about that. And
you can also just find us everywhere. I mean, also email us at crossroadscast@gmail.com, or if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow us at twitter.com/crossroadscast. I'm trying to update that Twitter as much as I can. And also, if you just want to follow me, if you just want to hear what I have to say, go to twitter.com/supertim.
Yes, that's one thing I did forget to mention, that the free-for-all, we have the twitter.com/frankpodcast, and my Twitter is twitter.com/frankramblings, and you can follow us there. And that, I think, wraps it up. Did we forget anything? I don't think we did.
No, I don't think we forgot anything. I think we're square.
All right. Well, this has been episode 28 of Frank's Music Free for All podcast. Thanks one last time, Tim, for everything, for being on today, and for supporting me all along.
No problem. No problem whatsoever. I really appreciate it. It's been
all
fun.
Right. It has been a lot of fun. And so I'm Frank, signing off.
And I'm Tim, signing off.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. So, without further ado, here's Switchfoot with This Is Your Life. That sounds so cheesy when I said that.
Nothing cheesy about it, that's just the way we introduce songs.
No, it's just the way I said it. This is your life. Frank Podcast, this is your life.
This is your life!
Go Sesame Street.
Yep.
It seems like, you know, while we're in between songs, let me say something. It seems like when I say something, it takes too long for you to respond.
Yeah, there's a little.
Are you
bit
just
of
being
a...
slow today, or is it just that's the way it is?
No, there's just a little bit of a Skype lag today.
Gotcha. No, I understand. I just hope that it wasn't me.
No.